Welcome to Spirits on Spirits, a podcast where we mix ghost stories with a little liquid courage. I'm Aiden.
And I'm Nate.
And together we'll dive into the eerie, the unexplained, and the downright terrifying, all while enjoying a drink or two. Each episode we'll explore haunted places, ghostly encounters, and paranormal mysteries, pairing them with the perfect cocktail to keep our nerves steady. So grab a glass, turn down the lights, and join us as we sip, shiver, and swap some spine-chilling stories. Because here at Spirits on Spirits, the only thing stronger than the ghosts are our drinks.
Welcome back, Fright Fam. We are so excited to be coming to you live with another episode of Spirits on Spirits. This week, we have a very special one. We are down in the city of Albuquerque, New Mexico. This one is near and dear to my heart. Because this is where I've had my first and only so far paranormal experience. I don't want to get into it too much right now. I want to save it for my story. But yeah, definitely this is a special one for me. Aiden was there for it, and he bitched the whole time going, yeah, that's not real. That didn't happen. So definitely am going to put him on blast fully throughout my story and my experience. And I'll let you guys be the judge of whether or not it was a real encounter or not.
All right. It's not my fault that you were pissing your pants the whole time.
I was scared. I wasn't pissing my pants either. It was spooky. And I feel like once they hear the story, they'll also agree, or most of our listeners will agree with me and say that it definitely was spooky. But it was also, dude, that was the end of a very long trip. So I think I was just like also fried too. Like, I don't think I had a glass of water for, like, 2 weeks straight.
No. A lot of beer.
A lot of beer. But, yeah, just, like, definitely that was a weird experience. So, I don't want to get into it now. We'll save it for later. But, yeah.
All right. Well, I'll get into this week's drink, which is the Chamoya. So, it is the, I think it's the state cocktail of New Mexico. Yeah.
I don't know if states had cocktails.
Yeah, I saw a list today that had, like, all of the state cocktails. The Massachusetts one is Cape Codder.
Oh, well, I believe that.
Which makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What's, like, Utah's?
Oh, I didn't get down that far.
I was going to say, I'd be surprised if, like, Utah had one. That's, you know what, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I would be surprised if Utah had a state cocktail.
Dr. Pepper?
Maybe.
Just Dr. Pepper.
Yep.
No alcohol.
Nope. They must have one. If every state has a state cocktail.
Yeah, no, I mean, they definitely do. So it's the Chamoya, which is an ounce and a half of tequila, an ounce of apple cider, a quarter ounce of lemon juice, and then a quarter ounce of creme de cassis.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's better than last week's.
Dude, last week's, I don't even want to talk about it. That was the most disgusting thing that I've ever had in my life.
Well, you powered through, so props to you.
Yeah, no, I had two of them, and the second one was dirty, which was not a good idea, because it was just so salty and ginny. Ugh, ugh. Hopefully, this one will put a better taste in my mouth, literally.
Yeah, hopefully. So, yeah, I'm doing the alternative, just everything. With the just tequila alternative, so I'm excited to try it too.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's give a little cheers.
Cheers.
I don't know if you could even hear that cheers. It was a little weak.
It was a faint one.
You know what? I mean, it's very good. It's definitely like, compared to last week's, it's like heaven to me right now. But I also could have like my gin fog goggles on. So yeah, shout out to the bar maestro himself, Daniel, our producer.
For
cooking this one up.
The deucer. Appreciate you, Daniel.
And he's also in studio again this week.
In studio. He's fully naked on the couch next to me, though, so that might throw off the vibe podcast a little bit.
A little distracting, because I'm facing him, so.
Kidding. He is not fully naked.
No.
Just the bottom half. Oh, man.
Yeah. No, that's a good cocktail.
What, like, I guess it's hard, like, the alternatives, like, I like it. It tastes good. But, like, I don't know.
There's an element missing to it.
Yeah, there's a little bit. Like, yeah. Give me the, like, full rundown, the flavor profile.
It's, like, just ever so slightly apple-y, but it's mostly, like, the tequila and citrusy flavors.
Yeah, because I think what I've noticed drinking the alternatives throughout is that they've all been pretty good, and I actually don't mind flavor of, like, gin or the alternative, the gin alternative. And, like, I don't mind Dirty Martini, like, all that kind of stuff. I like all those flavors, so I haven't really had any that I've experienced that I've been like, ew. But I do think a lot of them, part of what makes a cocktail taste the way it's intended to is the bite of the alcohol itself. Yeah. So I definitely think, like, that's been an element that's been lacking from all mine so far. But, you know, it's not something that I'm missing or like craving or anything like that. So I think it still is fulfilling and fun to drink.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of the flavor, like, it's not a super, like, I wouldn't describe it as a super strong drink, but it's definitely, like, mostly bite.
So maybe
are we getting fruity.
Three down? We getting three down this week?
I could do three. I could do three of these. They're also, like, a little bit, I don't know, it looks like a little less fluid.
Yeah.
So I would definitely
I think
down.
We should, and we have a producer that can make it while we're recording.
This is true, dude.
So the active deuce bartender. Could, yeah, the deuce could probably make you one. So I'm thinking you aim for three.
So I just want to also give a little warning. If you can hear any grumblings in the background, that is not our producer, Daniel. That's my dog, Wallace. He's also in studio with us, as always. But so, yeah, if you've ever heard or do ever hear any grumblings, that's probably my little King Charles Cavalier. So
cool.
Yeah.
All right. You want to get into the stories?
Yeah.
The haunted endeavors.
Definitely. So the location that I chose for this week is called the Painted Lady Bed and Brew.
Ooh.
Not a bed and breakfast.
Bed and brew.
Bed and brew. So they basically, like, replaced breakfast with beer.
Sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like, especially for this podcast, that sounds like our cup of. Our cup of, I was going to say tea, but I feel like there was
our cup
a bed.
Of brew.
Our cup of beer. Our pint of brew.
Our pint, yeah.
What do you call a glass of beer that's not a pint glass?
Because
you'd never go to the bartender and be like, can I have a glass of beer, sir?
Yeah, I feel like you just say, can I have a beer?
Yeah, but if it's not a pint glass. I think everyone just calls it still, like, a pint. Do you want to go get a pint? Do you want to go get a beer?
Oh, do you want to go get a pint?
Yeah, but that's... Yes, you're right. Part of the world sounds like that and says it like that. But, yeah, I don't know.
I also don't... I feel like a pint doesn't mean, like, a pint worth of beer. I think it just means, like...
But, like, a normal cup is 16... A pint is 16 ounces, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
If you're out there and you know what people call a beer that's not a pint, let us know. But anyway, back to the Painted Lady.
Yeah, sorry.
constructed in the 19th century, the building that now houses the Painted Lady originally functioned as a brothel and a saloon.
Dude. A lot of brothels. When I was doing research, it seems like Albuquerque was just half brothel.
Well, if you think about it, it was, like, built in the Wild West.
Yeah.
So, a lot of saloons, a lot of taverns, a lot of brothels.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot else going on out there other than drinking and...
Banging.
Drinking and banging.
Yep. There you go.
During Albuquerque's early days, like, establishments like this were commonplace, like we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Catering to the influx of workers and travelers that were looking for entertainment and respite.
Huh.
Yeah. The term Painted Lady is a colloquialism used to describe women of the night, which reflects the building's initial purpose.
Huh.
I read online that the ladies were called painted ladies because they openly wore makeup, which in the 19th century apparently wasn't super common. A lot of women went au naturel.
So, I didn't... That's really interesting.
Yeah.
So, at this specific brothel, they wore makeup or just brothels in
general? I think brothels in general. Like, women in that profession were called painted ladies. Like, not just at this establishment, but, like, in general. Yeah, prostitutes were called painted ladies because they wore makeup more openly than the average woman.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Over the decades, the property has undergone various transformations, which have adapted to the city's evolving, like, vibe and landscape. And then in 2015, the building became the Painted Lady when entrepreneur Jesse Herron spearheaded a comprehensive renovation. It aimed to preserve the history of the building, but also add in more modern amenities and and stuff to it.
That makes sense.
In 2018, it finally opened on August 3rd, which was International Beer Day.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's...
They timed that up pretty well.
Yeah, it's obviously on purpose, but... which was a fitting tribute to the concept of the Bed and Brew.
Sure.
So, yeah, like we were talking about before, it diverges from the traditional bed and breakfast model by offering craft beer in lieu of morning meals. The approach not only caters to beer aficionados. Back in your drinking days, would you have considered yourself a beer aficionado?
I mean, I was capable. Like, I wasn't someone that went for the craft beers specifically.
I feel like our producer Daniel would probably be the closest thing to a beer aficionado that we know.
Yes. Yeah.
He likes a good Guinness, but also will venture out and do the more adventurous, more adventurous ales.
I would agree.
So yeah, it not only caters to beer aficionados, but it also fosters a communal atmosphere where guests can connect over a pint.
There you go.
Notably, it holds the distinction of being the first establishment in Albuquerque to secure a New Mexico State Bed and Breakfast liquor license, paving the way for...
Bro, this is the second week in a row where I feel like you're marketing for them. Like, you're
you know what?
Story.
You know what? These places earn it, okay? They earn it. I especially like this place because they... I mean, I'll get into it later, but they, like... have not shied away from the haunting aspects to their history.
If you want to tell me what their like Tuesday special is too while you're at it.
Though. So actually they do hoppy hour which is like happy hour but with beer.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So so free marketing for this place.
Yeah, no, a shit ton of free marketing. Your whole story so far has been free marketing. Let's get to the history.
Well, that is the history.
What it was?
It's
fucking,
gone. It's
it
gone from. It's gone from brothel to bed and brew.
Reasonably priced bed and breakfast. my gosh!
Jesse Herron is a professional at his craft. Okay.
Oh man, no, that's good. I just didn't know if you had more like. Like, I guess maybe you'll get into some of the history with the haunted stuff. Like, give me the specific people that went through. Specific, like, this is where, like, the great, you know, seven-person gangbang of Albuquerque took place or something. You might have to cut that, Daniel. You might have to cut that.
He's not going to cut that.
Like, give me a little bit something juicy. If it was a brothel, like, people were, like, going in and out. The brothel that I found, someone stabbed another. Like, it was one What do you call a... A person that works in a brothel, other than a prostitute. Is there, like, they're the broth? Are they?
The human broth?
Yeah, the human broth. Like, would it... The brothelese?
Yeah, we'll go with... I kind of like that.
The brothelese? Like, one brothel.
The brothelian?
Yeah. One stabbed another because she wanted the wallet of the guy that she was sleeping with, so she just stabbed the lady.
What lady?
The other brothelee.
She stabbed her coworker because she wanted this guy's wallet?
Yes! That's what I'm saying. Brothels like seem like a crazy-ass place. And all you had was, you know, it was a brothel, but they have good beers now. I was going to say pancakes, but they don't because they're...
They don't. They're not a bed and breakfast. They're a bed and brew.
They're a bed and brew.
Are you done shitting on my story now?
Yeah. Yes.
All right. We'll get back into it. So now we'll get into the ghosts. Jesus, fuck. So the first ghost is the malevolent male spirit.
Whoa.
So one of the most unsettling entities reported at this place is that of a male spirit. He's believed to be connected to the building's early days, possibly a patron or worker from its time as a brothel and saloon. Guests have recounted experiences of oppressive atmospheres and sudden temperature drops in certain areas of the property. The presence of him has been so pervasive that the owner, Jesse Heron, sought the assistance of multiple psychics and even a Buddhist priestess. I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I didn't know that like a Buddhist priestess was a thing, let alone that they would help you with your demon, your malevolent ghost problem.
Yeah, that's your...
What do they do?
I don't know. Just tell it to chill out.
Be zen?
Yeah, maybe.
Ayo. Ayo, spirit.
Ayo, potentially raper spirit. Be chill.
I never said he was a raper.
Well, okay, bad energy at a brothel. He wasn't, like, high-fiving people.
Okay, actually, though, we do get into a more sexual spirit in a little while.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah. But so, yeah, he's brought in multiple psychics and a Buddhist priestess to address the disturbances. They allegedly led to the exorcism of the malevolent entity, which has brought a sense of peace to the Painted Lady.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's resolved.
So, check that one off.
Yep, there you go. That's what someone on their marketing team would say. The bad one's gone.
Oh, you mean me?
Yeah.
Hire me, Painted Lady. You might as well. I already fucking did enough marketing for you. So, up next is the female apparition.
Whoa.
So, she's believed to be connected to, obviously, the history of the place as a brothel.
Yeah.
Guests and staff have both described sightings of a woman in period-appropriate attire.
Nice.
Often seen wandering the halls, appearing in mirrors. Some think that she may have even been one of the Painted Ladies who worked in the establishment during its early years. Her presence is often... Did I say presence? Presence?
No, you said presence.
Okay.
You're good.
All right.
Her no stroke today.
Her presence is often accompanied by the faint scent of perfume.
Whoa.
I think that that's probably the coolest thing that you can do as a ghost. It's like your scent
is still there.
Is still there 100 and something years later.
It's funny too because I'd never heard of this phenomena of like carrying your scent with you and stuff like that. But since we've started this, I've definitely noticed that is a common occurrence and stuff like that.
I also feel like... I don't know, like, I feel like as a person who would be experiencing the smell, like, that brings you back in time, you know? Like, that's a smell from the 19th century. That's wild.
Yeah, like, it'll definitely be, like, a distinct smell.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And she also will, like, laugh, and you can hear, like, soft, distant laughter. So, that's a wild one.
How many beers?
I'm not even gonna dignify that with an answer.
Oh man.
So kind of like going off of the female spirit, there's also alleged to be a succubus in this place.
Wait, what's Oh, wait.
So you,
what is a succubus?
Okay, so
I think I
from
know.
From the Nathan For You episode, you know what an incubus is.
I kind of. It has sex with you until you die. Right?
Yeah. No, that's correct.
That's an incubus.
That's an incubus.
I thought, wait, isn't a succubus a type of plant?
That's a succulent.
Oh, okay.
The succubus is basically the female spirit version of an incubus.
Whoa.
So I don't know that succubuses have sex with you until you die, like an incubus allegedly does, according to that one guy. But they apparently, like, will implant themselves into your dream and, like, try and seduce you in your dream. And then when you have experienced it, you wake up feeling, like, super tired and groggy.
Huh.
Like, the energy is, like, I don't know, been drained from you or something.
So they're trying to drain you in your sleep.
In more than one way, I guess.
More than one way.
Yeah.
Interesting. Succubus. It's a female spirit that bangs you in your sleep. And then you wake up tired.
If there's going to be anywhere that there would be a one of those,
oh,
a brothel,
yeah,
is absolutely at the top,
I mean,
of the list.
What's the deal with her? Could you find anything about her?
No, I actually couldn't figure out if this female apparition that I was referring to before is the same as the succubus, because I don't know that people have, like, connected them, or if,
gotcha,
it's just a situation where it's like, I don't know, like this thing happens all the,
yeah,
time, and, like, I don't know if you experience the succubus after the dream, or if the dream is, like, the extent to which you experience her.
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely an interesting one, because, like, my first question is, like, why is she a succubus? Is it because of tragedy that, like, now she, like maybe she got killed by someone who was trying to take advantage of her, so, like, that's why she is a succubus, to, like, regain some of that? Or, like, is she in it for just, like, the love of the game type of thing?
I feel like if you're a brothel worker,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
what's
I don't know.
In, like, really rare case where there was one that was just in it for
she
the love
loved
of the
it.
Game.
She
was
loved
in it for the
it.
Love of the game, and then, like, died prematurely, and she's like, I don't know, this dog's still got a hunt.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I could see it going either way. I'm sure that there were women back then who worked in brothels and enjoyed it.
Maybe?
Not many.
No, not many, right?
There had to be some, though.
I don't know. It seems like it would suck.
I mean,
just
of
some,
the,
like,
tens or hundreds of thousands of women that worked in brothels back in the, like, in the,
yeah,
Old West.
That's fair.
One of them had to enjoy it.
I know. But then the, like, fucked part that you go into is, like, well, they enjoyed it probably because of trauma. So, like, it was, like, a trauma response.
Or they just really liked fucking.
Maybe. Our deuce is mad at us, or mad at me, for bringing up something, like, kind of dark with the trauma.
I mean, it's a podcast about ghosts.
Yeah.
It's going to be dark.
Yeah. I don't know. There must have been one.
There had to be one.
Somewhere. Just polishing knobs all day.
I mean,
just,
sex addicts existed back then. So.
Probably. Yeah, definitely.
So maybe this succubus was a brothel worker who was a sex addict, and then she was like, you know what? I gotta keep this ball rolling.
Yeah.
So she was like, I'm just gonna sneak into people's dreams and seduce them.
There you go. Bang them in their dreams.
Bang them in their dreams.
It's, like, been a kind of sexual episode so far. I feel like we haven't had
it's a
any of
brothel.
That. Yeah, that's fair. But we did the brothel in Salem, and it wasn't like that.
No. But that one was more pirate-centered.
Yeah, that's fair. We were focused on the pirates, not the punani.
True.
Yep.
So the last specific ghost that I'm going to be covering today is the shadowy figure.
Ooh.
Visitors report encounters with a shadowy figure which lurks in the corners of rooms and hallways, which, fuck that.
Yeah.
if you're staying at like a bed and breakfast, or in this case, a bed and brew, yeah, no, I don't want to wake up and like see a shadow in the corner of my room, or like turn a corner and be like, oh fuck, there's a there's not a person over there, but there's something.
Especially after a couple of, like, porterhouse stouts, like, you're, like, feeling it pretty good. You just wake up half, like, confused in the middle of the night. And just,
probably, like, a minor headache, and you're like, what the fuck?
Just some shadow figure in the corner of the room.
Yeah.
My head, he's wearing a hat.
Well, that's the popular sleep paralysis demon.
Oh.
Is the hat man.
Yeah, so this guy's just, like, has his head down. You think he was a what? Like, what's his backstory? If we don't have it, then let's make it up right now.
No backstory on the specific guy.
All right, so let's make it up right now.
No one really knows, like, who he is.
What do you think his backstory is? Patron of the broth?
Or, like, I feel like he would be, like a family member of the owner who, like, came in and was, like, I don't know, like, weird, you know? And just wanted to stick around a little too long.
He would just, like...
I'm going to lurk in the corner.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch.
I could see that. Just a little like...
Like the owner's brother.
Maybe. Jerry.
Jerry.
Gerald.
Yes. Yeah. Gerald. Yeah, no one went by Jerry back then.
No, it was definitely
Gerald.
Gerald. And like, yeah, you just like lurk. He like definitely wore like a like long flowy black outfit with a hat.
Trench coat.
A trench coat, definitely.
Wasn't allowed to have a gun.
Nope.
Even though it was the Wild West. Yeah. And everyone had guns, but he didn't.
Yep. And like, someone would bring someone back to a room and he'd just be sitting in the corner. He'd always act like confused or surprised that he was doing something he was allowed to. And they'd be like, Gerald! And he'd be like, oh, sorry.
And then you'd like, find him like drunk, laying out in the bush or something.
I like this guy's backstory.
I like it too.
I think
that they should adopt that backstory for the shadow figure.
Painted Lady, Bed and Brew, feel free to use that backstory.
And also my marketing material.
Yes, there you go.
But guests report objects moving on their own, unexplained noises, and electronic devices malfunctioning without cause.
That's not fun.
So the owner, the current owner, Jesse, actually had an encounter with this guy when he experienced a loud noise emanating from a like an old brothel door that he's repurposed as a headboard in his bedroom, like for his bed.
Why would he do that?
I think that's kind of cool.
A brothel door?
Yeah.
As your headboard?
Well, you own a former brothel.
Yeah, but the headboard, like having it be where you sleep is a little like, I don't know. You don't find that weird at all?
Any germs that were on it would be gone 150 years
later. I'm not talking germs. I'm talking like bad energy.
Oh, dude, this whole building is bad energy.
Yeah, but like bringing the bad energy.
A lady fucks you in your dreams.
Yeah, you know what? Fair.
Yeah, you think a headboard is going to be the craziest part of owning this place?
Mm-hmm.
No. But he described hearing a whooshing sound coming from the headboard, despite it being, like, in his bedroom.
Whooshing sound?
A whoosh, like, whoosh, like that.
There, okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know what a whooshing sound is. Then you made a whooshing sound.
You're welcome.
Gotcha.
And then an unexplained loud noise followed it, which awoke him from his sleep.
Gotcha. Wait, but then how did How did he hear the whooshing sound if he was...
I think asleep? He, like, heard
faintly
it.
Heard
and,
it?
Yeah, it was kind of like, I'm, like, half asleep. But then, like, I mean, dude, if you hear a whooshing sound, you're like, it's the wind. Yeah. And then you hear, like a bang or something, you're
That's
like,
fair.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if the succubus visited him that night.
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah, I wonder...
Do you think they work in tandem? Like, do you think they work, like, as a team? All the ghosts?
I don't know. They all feel like they kind of have different walks. Like, my guess is they all probably come from the same period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, like, all of them started to inhabit the location when it was a brothel. Like, I think they're all from the brothel period of time.
Yeah.
But I don't think they work together.
I feel like Gerald probably watched the succubus, or I don't know.
Maybe.
I feel like Gerald is a creepy dude.
Yep.
But
the malevolent spirit's gone. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. The malevolent dude.
He
yeah.
seems like he was creepy, but also like would act on it. Gerald seems like he would more.
Yeah, he just kind of likes to kind of watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, Gerald.
But like I alluded to earlier, while most allegedly haunted locations tend to distance themselves from the haunted label, the Painted Lady has embraced its haunted reputation by hosting events that delve into like the ghost lore.
Oh, that's cool.
So a little more, just a little more marketing material for this place. They do a brews and booze series where like local historians and paranormal investigators will come in and talk to you about, like Albuquerque's ghost legends,
oh, that's
but
cool.
Also more specifically like this property's ghost legends.
That's
and you have beer,
cool.
Obviously.
That's pretty cool.
So that is the Painted Lady.
We'll have to go sometime.
I would love to.
Yeah.
We can stop back at the Breaking Bad house. And
oh, yeah, the one where you took the picture and the lady was so pissed.
Yeah, we stopped in Albuquerque on a trip. And one of my like bucket list items in that city was going and visiting the Breaking Bad house. And we went, and the lady has a bad reputation for like really hating people taking pictures in front of her house, which like, if you're going to buy a house as famous as the Breaking Bad house, maybe just don't do that. If you don't like people like taking pictures in front of it. If it were me, I would just make it into like a little museum where people can like come walk through where Walter White lived.
Yeah. Right. But, like, you make so much more money,
but no, she just likes to be a curmudgeon and scowl at people who come and take pictures. And, in the background of the pictures that you took of me, you can see her like standing there with her hands on her hips, all angrily. So yeah, I gotta kill this drink. I have only drank like a few sips of it because I was so into that story. But
kill it.
This one's a lot easier to like chug. Sorry if you can hear my ice crunch.
Do it. One more. Is it a little strong on the chug?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, you can definitely taste a lot more tequila when you chug.
There was something so unappealing about just seeing your lips through the glass. Like, the face you made was just very like, ooh, like I'm... Not that was more of a barf like sound. It was more of like a. I don't know how to make this.
Make that noise, please.
I don't know.
I want to hear it.
I don't know how to make that noise. Like that. Like there was. You had a gulping face. You did. You had a gulping face.
How does that noise go again?
Like good, good.
Okay.
It's true. That was what your face was.
I wish that we had cameras.
I know, maybe if we get big enough, like, filming it, I'd be down to do.
Yeah, but just to have you doing that.
Oh, man. All right, you want to hit pause and then refresh, and then I'll tell my story?
Yep, we'll top off, and then we'll be back in
cool.
a few minutes with the second story.
Let's do it.
And action.
Action. We are back. Eventful thing that happened during the break. Aiden chugged a second. He chugged his second drink just off the bat. So now he is on drink number 3 going into my story. How you feeling?
Numero tres. It's a hard drink to chug, but I'm feeling good.
Feeling
so,
good?
Yeah,
nice.
Feeling loose for this
loose.
Story.
Loose. Let's go. All right. Well, so I did the hotel Park Central. I wasn't going to do this. I was looking at different locations, a lot of brothels. I actually
yep.
didn't know you picked a brothel, so I'm glad like a brothel got
well,
covered.
Well, former brothel, now bed and brew.
Yep. You're right. Forgot you were on the
on the marketing team for
yep,
this company.
The marketing
yeah.
team for that. All right, so yeah, I was like looking at a couple places, and a lot of the stories, I think, just because Albuquerque is one that, like, especially when it was developing and building and stuff like that, wasn't it seems like there were so many people coming in and out. Like, it was such a transient location.
Nomadic
Yeah, nomadic and stuff like
population,
that. Like, there wasn't a ton of like, oh, this was
home.
Sally or this was Joe. Like, it was like there wasn't a ton of spirits and stuff that were specific people. And even then, like, I couldn't find a ton during this story that like were specific people, but it was just hard to find one that like had teeth or something I could like sink my teeth into. So I was going back and forth. I found one that I was like, eh, but like didn't love it. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna go with the Hotel Park Central, and I'm going with it because along with the history and the other people that have had encounters, I myself have had an encounter here, and this is the only place that I can say I've had an encounter. So I at first wanted to stay away from it because I was like, yeah, I feel like I'll be biased talking about it and stuff like that. But then I was like, no, you know what? We're a friggin' spirits on spirits pod. I should lean into my encounter, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
100%.
Okay. Cool. So the Hotel Park Central. It is a lovely refurbished boutique hotel for $205 a night. You can find yourself.
Very reasonably
Yeah.
priced.
No, I'm kidding. I am not on their marketing team. But you know what? Enjoyed our
And
stay.
just to put it out there, I'm not actually on, in case you didn't put together the sarcasm, I'm not actually on
Oh man.
the marketing team for my location.
Yeah.
Although if they want to hire me,
Or fly us out there, get a
or fly us
free,
out
yeah,
there
we'll
and give
film
us
a
a free
video and
night.
stuff like
Yeah,
that. Yeah.
we'll go ghost
Do like
hunt.
an encounter. Oh dude, that'd be
100%.
crazy.
So Jesse Heron, hit us up.
Yeah.
Were you gonna say like you'll succubus him or something?
No, not him. Jesus. Not doing that. But all right, so Hotel Park Central, located at 806 Central Ave Southeast, in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Historical background. So this building was built in 1926, and it was established as the Santa Fe Railway Hospital. And it catered to employees of the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe Railway Company. So this is actually something that is or was common at the time. I didn't realize that it was, but it was actually pretty common for these railways or like big companies to have their own hospital. And I think the reason behind it was, so one, I don't know if healthcare even existed back then, but this was a way to just mitigate like the cost. Like anyone that needed healthcare or medical attention working on your company just went to the hospital
Yeah.
and like you paid for everything. So you didn't have a bill because you were just paying for everything out the gate. So I thought that was cool that I think that was like a common practice back then.
So I think that like back then the companies basically like owned, like I know that like at least with mining companies, they just owned whole towns and
Yes.
the people who worked for them would just like be the town around the mine that they worked at. So it's probably
Absolutely.
similar for the
Yes.
railway.
Dude, it was similar with the place that I covered last week. Remember the brick company that owned that whole town? Remember? Yes. So yeah, I do think like just those large businesses back in that day just owned everything around there. And in this case, specifically hospitals. So I thought that was cool.
That is cool.
So yeah, getting into it a little bit more. That was 1926 that it was established. And then in 1940, like in the 1940s, it was renamed the Atchison and Santa Fe Hospital, continuing its medical services. So it became no longer, it was just for railway companies. It was just for
For people.
people in the area in the 1940s. But then in the 1980s, it was purchased and renamed the Memorial Hospital, and it was focused on treating children and young adults with mental illnesses.
Yeah, so we stayed there together back in 2021, and that's the only part of the history of the building that I remember from staying there, is that it was a hospital for children.
Yes, yeah, mental institution for children. What's interesting, so two things. One, I think off the bat, when you hear the combination of both of those instances, like being a railway hospital and a psychiatric institution for children, I'm like, dude, absolutely haunted. Oh, shit, we didn't do haunted or not for yours.
Haunted.
Haunted.
Probably, cool. Yeah.
Yeah, all right, cool.
What do you think?
Yeah, haunted.
The succubus got you?
Yeah, yeah, the succubus got me. In more ways than one.
Yeah.
That was bad. Whatever. All right, moving on.
And you're the sober one.
I think off the bat, I'm like, haunted. I mean, anytime you hear mental institution, let alone children's mental institution.
Kids. Yeah, I know that. Yep. That's like...
And like a railway hospital, like, you know, it's all bad. It, like, a lot of people probably died there.
It's got a lot of lives. Uh-huh. And all of the lives scream...
Bad energy.
Bad vibes.
I completely agree. Like the property itself, like there's the main building and then behind it, there's like the doctor's house, like the surgeon's house and stuff like that. And then next to it was the crematorium, which is now the hotel's gym. And if you go, like, there's videos on YouTube and stuff like that. If you go into the hotel's gym, the, like, massive, like, almost blast door-looking things that, like, or where they would put the bodies and then burn them is still there.
Like, actually still there?
Yeah, like, still there. In the gym? Yeah. Like, I don't, like, obviously, like, I think they plastered it up. But, like, the door itself that opens, it looks almost like a vault. And it, like, opens, and that's where they would put the bodies in and burn it.
That's wild.
Yes, absolutely. The other really interesting thing that, because it was a child's psychiatric hospital. There we go. Seventh time's a charm. Children's psychiatric hospital during the 80s, you... Actually, like, online and stuff like that, can find a lot of stories from people that stayed there, that had stints at the mental institution as kids and stuff like
that. And are still around.
Yeah, still around. So, like, when I was watching, like, videos on YouTube and stuff like that, I took a couple screenshots and stuff like that of comments that people made, because there was one that said, like, they're alleging, because obviously these are like personal accounts, but these are also personal accounts from people who stayed there. They said they got shut down because of a riot that happened, because all their patients just finally like lost it, in terms of they were getting treated so poorly that the patients incited a riot.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's sad. But it definitely, like, from what I read and stuff like that, was a... one of the institutions that practiced some archaic, like, medical practices, like, you know, shock therapy and, like, lobotomy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, they were doing that kind of stuff on children, mind you, during the 80s and stuff like that. There was one account where, or multiple accounts, I think, where people tried to jump out the window of their hospital room. A couple people, I think, even succeeded. And then they just burn the body, and then nothing happened. So,
jeez.
Yeah. And again, it was hard to find specific people and like specific accounts and stuff like that. It was really hard to find those. So I found that really interesting that there's a lot of stories of ghosts. There's a lot of stories of like encounters and stuff like that, but nothing of like, oh, this was so-and-so that, you know, jumped out their window, or this was so-and-so that, like, was at the hospital when I was, for, like, the railway companies and stuff like that. So, very interesting that, like, a lot of the ghosts that are being encountered are nameless. Which I think adds to the haunted factor of, like, you know, I think we're both in agreement that places that have paranormal energy are places where there was unresolved life. And if your life was one that people still to this day don't know your name, I would argue that that adds to the unresolvedness of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I found that very interesting. And then there was another comment of someone who worked as an overnight security officer there, and they definitely did not enjoy being there. They said there was, like, a bad energy and stuff like that.
Imagine that.
Yeah, I agree. Then another one. So now I'll start to get into, like, the paranormal accounts, and I'll start with this one just because it was a screenshot. But it was someone who's a local in Albuquerque says they used to go to the bar at the top with a lot of friends. One of the evenings that they were going, they all got stuck on the elevator and the light shut off in the elevator.
Wait, didn't we go there?
Yes. Yeah. We went to the bar at the top.
That's the... So, little backstory. We went to that bar, and I think that that's the place where we talked to the waiter about whether or not it was haunted.
Yes.
And he was like, it's so haunted that I'm starting my own podcast.
Yes.
About
the hotel.
The hotel.
Have never been able to find it.
Yeah, no idea if he ever started that.
No.
If you're out there and you hear this,
that would be so sweet.
Hit us up.
Yeah, that would be so sweet to connect and, like, do a like, maybe even go out there and, like, talk more about the hotel and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
It's so fun. But, so they get stuck in the elevator. The lights get shut off. Then a friend said she could hear faint singing on top of us, but the bar already closed. So, that was kind of wild.
Fuck that.
Yep, fuck that. One of the things that, so the server was telling us about, and a couple of people online that I could see talk about, is one, the third floor. The third floor
right.
was the most haunted floor for both the railway company and
the
psychiatric services. Like, both accounts or stuff that I could see where that there was a lot of paranormal activity from both of those settings in lives of the building. But the most infamous ghost that is seen is this woman in a white dress seen walking around the third floor and dancing around the third floor of the property. And a lot of people online corroborate that story that the guy told us. We never saw the woman in white, but definitely, like I said, the server told us about it. And a lot of these people online are talking about it. The overnight security guard specifically mentions that. In terms of other, like, just broader paranormal encounters are, they guests and staff have reportedly seen shadow figures and apparitions, particularly in areas where there was once, that were once part of the psychiatric wards. So again, just like places that were, had the most bad energy are where people are seeing these shadow figures. And stuff like that. So,
Yeah, I definitely remember the server talking to us about all of that, specifically the third floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty crazy. Another one, just the unexplained noises, but particularly at nighttime. This is a place that at nighttime hears and sees a lot of, unexplained noises, so footsteps, disembodied voices, and just other, like, singing and all this kinds of stuff. So just noises through and through, but again, specifically at nighttime. And then physical sensations. So one of the ones that I kept coming up was temperature drop was really common here, to the point where there's two rooms on the property that cannot warm up. And, like, staff have tried to put in space heaters, staff have tried to, like, raise the, like, temperature, shut off the air conditioner, or, like, yeah, shut off the air conditioning and stuff like that. They will, these two rooms never warm up. They will always stay cold.
That would annoy the crap out of me as a, like, as a guest.
Yeah.
If I just couldn't get warm.
No, just could not so get the room warm. And then just feelings of being watched and unexplained touches. So, Yeah. The guy that I watched who walked around said there was like this just like feeling of like static electricity going through the property. He felt like he just like had this kind of staticky feeling the whole time while he was there. So I thought that was interesting.
That is interesting. I feel like that's not something that we experienced while we were there, that I can think of, at least.
No, so I don't remember anything like that. Off the top of my head, I do think so. Should we get into our experience there?
Yeah, so I'll paint a little backstory and then you can get into your personal
Yes, for
account.
sure.
So, back in 2021, Nate and I, just the two of us, went on a cross-country road trip, and one of our stops was Albuquerque, and specifically this hotel. And basically, the reason that we stayed there was because I wanted to stay in at least one haunted place on our trip out there. And we kind of decided to pick, like, I don't want to say one of the more like boring stops on the way out there, but we wanted to pick one of the like lesser known spots. Like, we were stopping in places like Nashville, New Orleans, Austin, Texas, Vegas, LA. Like, we kind of wanted to experience those places for what they were, but for a place like Albuquerque, where it's like there's not a whole lot of like tourism there,
Yeah.
we kind of wanted to like do something a little special there. So, yeah, we decided to stay at this hotel because it was allegedly haunted, and because we had heard the story about the children's psychiatric hospital.
Yep. And also too, like, so part of it, again, as Aiden painted the picture, was me, someone who like gets creeped out by this kind of stuff, didn't want like, oh, my first time in Austin to me be creeped out when I was at the hotel and stuff like that. So that was on me a little bit. I think the other thing too was like this was the perfect combination of, it's actually a pretty nice hotel
It was a
too.
nice hotel.
Yeah, so it was like we found a nice hotel. It was decently cheap because we were 21-year-olds at the time. Decently cheap, and just a good, it was like kind of the perfect storm of like wanting to stay at a haunted place but didn't want it to overshadow the place we were in. Didn't want to stay at a crappy hotel either. Didn't want to pay an arm and a leg either. So kind of just warm, came together perfectly. So I booked this place. We were coming from, where were we coming the night before from? Was that Lubbock, Texas?
Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock,
Texas
Texas.
Tech.
Texas Tech. Yeah, we were down in Texas Tech. Woke up to some tornado warnings. That was a really fun
Yeah.
morning. That fucking, yeah, that sucked.
Yeah, we woke up and we were like, are we going to be able to like survive the
Yeah.
next 24 hours?
Yep. Got there.
Got there, luckily.
Luckily got there. Then we did. So, okay. I want you to paint a little bit more backstory about you wanting to stay at a haunted hotel because you wanted to
It
encounter
was
something.
me. It was, yeah. So I was the one who spearheaded the haunted hotel idea. And it was basically like, I was like, oh, we should. I think initially when we were planning out this trip, I was like, oh, we should stay at like haunted places at all the stops. And you
Yes.
were like, no,
No.
let's do one of them at most. And I was like, okay, cool. So we decided to, yeah, just do Albuquerque. We settled on this place. It was pretty nice. It was of all the play, like I'll go first for the haunted or not. I think this place, like if there was going to be a haunted place, this would be at the like towards the top of the list. But you know, we decided that we wanted to. I wanted to experience something, so I had a GoPro. And we got there, and that night we were going to be doing some Topgolf.
Yes.
Very fun night, by the
Very
way,
fun
if you're in Albuquerque, and you know, definitely do the Topgolf.
night.
hire me for marketing, Topgolf. No, I'm kidding. But so we were leaving for Topgolf, and I was like, you know, why don't we like leave the GoPro on, see if anything happens here.
Yep. And also, what else? Like, do you remember what else? We put out like a deck of cards.
Oh yeah, we did a bunch of stuff to see if like anything moved. What was the deck of cards for? I can't remember.
Like pull a card out of the deck, like either knock the deck over, or, like pick a card up, like just like do something.
Yeah, so we did a few things that were like easy for, or what we thought would be easy for ghosts to manipulate.
Yep.
And then we left for Topgolf, and we left the GoPro on while we were gone.
Well, before we went to Topgolf, we went up to the bar upstairs.
Right. Yeah, so back to the server story. So we went up to the bar at the top of the hotel, and we were curious about the hauntings. So we talked to our server. I think our server, like, we chose him because he was like the one who seemed like he would be the most into it. Like, just his vibe gave off like paranormal enthusiast. I don't know. He just had a look to him.
So, and guess what? We were right.
We were right. Yeah, he was the one that wanted to start a podcast about the hotel specifically. And he was telling us all these stories about like different paranormal experiences at the hotel. And so once we had talked to him, we were like, okay, this place is probably, there's probably something going on here. So yeah, we went back to our room, left the GoPro on, and left a bunch of stuff out that would be easy for the ghost to manipulate. Went to Topgolf, came back, didn't see anything change.
We were also hammered. Like, we got obliterated that night at Topgolf by accident. So I think that also led to it of, like, we thought we were going to come back and, like, have this, like, whole ghostly encounter where we would try to, you know, conjure up some more spirits or arouse the spirits, but we came back absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
So we just went to bed.
Well, we didn't go straight to bed. We did, remember Beauty and the Geek?
Oh, yeah.
We watched some Beauty and the Geek, which is if you haven't seen it, it's an Australian reality show where they bring in a bunch of nerds and attractive women.
Yes.
And they, like, compete in games and stuff. And then in that season, I think, like, one of them ended up together or something.
Yeah.
It was very strange.
Funny. Yeah.
Really funny show. And during Beauty and the Geek, actually, this is one of the things that I remember. Somehow, like, the room door,
I forgot about,
like,
that
came unlatched or something.
Yeah, like it opened,
and then all of a sudden, like the air pressure caused it to like slam.
Yes,
because we heard the air go on like right before it happened.
Yes,
so we were able to debunk it pretty quick. But I mean, even for me who's a skeptic, it scared the bejesus out of me.
Yeah, like our door, like, was open just enough slammed shut. And again, like, I don't think even me being creeped out by stuff, like, I wasn't super freaked out in the moment. I was, like, appropriately freaked out.
Loud noises scare you.
Absolutely.
As it did me.
But I wasn't, like, goat. I would say, as someone who gets creeped out by this stuff, I held my cool pretty good throughout. Like, I was actually working to debunk a lot of this stuff in the moment. It wasn't until I woke up and you were like, bro, I don't know, that, like, that's when I started to get freaked out. But so, yeah. So
all right, now I'll let you take the story.
All right, so we watched Beauty and the Geek, and I, again, was pretty drunk. Like, we were at Topgolf for, like, 4 hours. We drank a shit ton. It was a weird night, but it was fun. But then we got back. We watched, like, a little bit of TV. For reference to, like, this was, like, summertime and, like, hotels. I don't know what it is, but something about, like, hotels, I love it to be, like, so cold in the hotel. But then I'll wear, like, a lot of clothes to bed. Like, I'm a big fan of sweatpants with the sweatpants tucked into, like, Nike mid-calf socks. Then a shirt. Then a sweatshirt with the sweatshirt hood up and, like, tied onto my head. So, like, I'm suited up. Like, it's a lot of clothes, which is important for the story in a second. So, I, again, to paint the picture, am wearing a full outfit with a sweatshirt where the hood is literally tied up. So, like, I tied the strings tight once I pulled the hood up. And we go to bed, bundled up. And we watch this show for, like, what I would say, like, 10, 15 minutes. And then, I don't know about you, but I passed out. Like, when I was the level of drunk of, like, pass out drunk.
I don't think I was at that level.
I was pass out drunk level. I was slamming some IPAs, I think.
Because I still, at Topgolf, I still wanted to, like, be able to smack the ball. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't think I drank as much as you.
I got pretty hammered. So, I got, like, in bed. Like, I got my like, pajamas on. Like I said, my sweatpants, sweatshirt, all that stuff on. And, like, got in bed. I remember watching, like, 10, 15 minutes of the show. The door happened. And then I passed the fuck out. Meanwhile, too, like, we've been on the road for, like, 2 weeks straight. We're getting close to the end. We're pretty just exhausted. We drove for 8 hours that day.
Yeah.
Remember, that was a long drive that day.
Yeah, that was the second longest drive.
Yes. So yeah. I was exhausted. So I passed the fuck out. Like, at, also too, like, at 1 a.m. Like, I passed out at 1 a.m. So, fast forward a little bit into the night, and it is, I shoot awake, kid you not. Like, I'm dead asleep, but I don't really remember it, but in the moment, I remember, like, fast asleep, like, shoot awake, sit up, and it's weird. Like, I'm not someone that does that. Like, I'll wake up in the middle of the night, but I'm not someone that, like, shoots awake in the middle of the night type of vibe.
Yeah.
Okay? So that was weird. And for whatever reason, I had the inclination to look at my watch, and it was 3:00, like 3 a.m. on the dot. Which, again, in the moment, I thought both of these things were weird. I also thought it was weird that, like, I even looked at my, like, I don't even know why, like, I was like, oh, shoot awake, look at watch, which maybe I guess is somewhat normal, but, like,
I do it.
I don't know, like, for me, I had a moment of, like, why did I look at my watch? So I definitely remember in the moment, like, having a weird thing. But yeah, so both of those were weird. Again, not, like, fully spooked out, but definitely, like, Aiden's passed the fuck out, so I'm awake by myself now. It's 3 a.m. I just shot up. I'm like, this is kind of creepy. Let me just go back to bed. Let me, like, the easiest way for this to not be creepy right now is just to fall back asleep.
Okay? And also, for reference, I am, like, one of the world's deepest sleepers. Like, I can sleep through a tornado, no problem. But, yeah, continue.
Yeah, so I definitely, like, was creeped out, but, like, not... Maybe I was also just doing self-talk of, I'm creeped out, but at this moment, I can't change anything about it. So I just need to, like, tell myself nothing's wrong and just soldier through.
Get through the night.
Yeah, just get through the night. So, put my head back on my pillow. Still, like, pretty drunk. So, like, somewhat easy to try to fall asleep. But as I'm laying down to try to fall asleep, I hear taps. But they were in groups of three. So I hear, like, tap, tap, tap. Then nothing, nothing, nothing. Tap, tap, tap. I'm like, that's weird. But honestly, in my drunken, sleepy state, I honestly go, because they were, like any hotel, there was two beds with, like, a nightstand in the middle with an alarm clock on it. And I thought that the three taps were the three clicks because it was 3 a.m. So it was like 3 a.m. So click, click, click. I don't know. I dismissed that kind of in the moment, like, pretty quickly to myself. I was like, ah, whatever. Like, but it was clear as day. Like, tap, tap, tap. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Tap, tap, tap. Very clearly groups of three. And I woke up at 3 a.m. So, again, like, nothing crazy in the moment. And then, fast forward, like, I sleep through the night after that. Like, I finally fall asleep. Then I wake up at like, I don't know, what, like 7 or 8? And I go, like, we're still in bed. Like, I think, like, we've either sat up or, like, still, like, somewhat lying on the pillows, and I'm telling you the story. And you go, dude, 3 a.m. is the witching hour. And I was like, what is that? And you're like, oh, it's, like, when demons are out. Like, it's, like, a demonic thing. Like, it's a...
Yeah.
3 a.m. is, like, the witching hour. And I was like, what? And then I was like, that's weird. And then I was like, dude, and I was also hearing like taps of 3, but that was like just the alarm clock. And you go, bro, that's a digital alarm clock. It doesn't make that clicking sound. That's only analog clocks. And I was like, oh shit, you might be right. So then I was like thoroughly freaked out. But it was 8 a.m. It was light out. We slept through the night. We're checking out whenever we get out of bed. So I'm like, bro, that's fucking crazy. But whatever, like...
And also, 3 taps is, like, notorious for being a mocking of the Holy Trinity, which is also a demonic thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, creepy. So, heard both of those. Was, like, geez. He told me that. Then I was like, this is creepy. Whatever, let me just shower, and then let's get on the road and just get out of here. And I unravel my... knot, and I take my hood off my sweatshirt, and I go to take my sweatshirt off, and I take my shirt off, and then I see there's 3 lines just up from, like, the base of my back all the way up to, like, my shoulder blade. And I was like, bro, what the fuck? And then I go to you and show you. It's like, you saw the 3 lines on it. You're like, bro. And Aiden's thing, and I won't fully speak for him, but, like, he was like, no, like, you just, like, pressed on your back in the middle of the night, like, and I was like, dude, but I tied my sweatshirt, like, I don't know if it would have been possible for me to do that.
No, still to this day, I still think that was just you scratching your own back.
I don't, but see, but then, don't you remember, I went into the bathroom after and was like, yeah, maybe, and then I started scratching my back, like, impressing, so, okay, the one distinction is, it wasn't fingernails. Like, I didn't have, like, there was no fingernail marks. It was just 3 red lines. So what I was doing is I was pressing really hard with my fingerprints, or, like, my fingers, and going up. And it was making lines that were similar, but the only difference is those would fade away after, like, a minute or two. And throughout the whole time that I was up, they were staying. It didn't happen, like... It wasn't until after I showered that those 3 lines went away.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know. Because if you watch, like we recently watched the Sally House Ghost Adventures, and that guy had, like, lines on his back or body or whatever as well. And, yeah, I mean, it's just scratch marks. Like, I think that what I remember of your back was it looked similar to any other, like, quote-unquote demonic scratch marks that I've seen in any ghost show. But I also think that it's similar to any, like, human scratch mark.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess the one thing that, like, made me feel the weirdest was that they didn't disappear. Like, they just stayed, like, when everything else was disappearing, that wasn't. But there was no, like, punctured skin. Like, it wasn't, like, a scratch.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, that thoroughly freaked me out, to say the least. We left, like, that was kind of just the icing on the cake, where I was like, dude, I'm done. Let's get out of here. Then we saw, like, a creepy homeless man sitting on the steps. Remember that? That was kind of weird, too, leaving.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that. But in case anybody was wondering, I'm sorry about the dog. In case anyone was wondering, nothing in terms of, like, what we left during Topgolf. None of the cards were moved.
No. We never looked at the footage, though.
We didn't. And I don't know if I would still have access to it because it's been 4 years, but maybe I'll take a look and see.
That would be creepy.
See if I still have that.
That'd be kind of crazy to watch that.
Yeah.
I would definitely watch that if you could find it.
Yeah, I don't know if it still exists.
Where's
the
GoPro?
It's right there, I think.
Maybe we, once we close up shop, try to find it.
Yeah, we can give it a shot. I think it would be on the app or something, but
all right.
Anyway.
I say let's try to do that and then report back to the people if we can.
Yeah, we'll let you know. We'll let you guys know if we can find it and if anything happens on it, if we do find it. I think there's about an 80% chance that it does not exist anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. But so, Park Central, what do you think? Haunted or nah?
See, this one's a tough one for me because, like, while we've technically had an experience there, I don't know. I'm gonna lean light on the side of nah.
Okay.
Very light, like, I would say probably 60% nah, 40% haunted.
Okay.
But, yeah. What about you?
Yeah, probably. Just because it, I mean, I had that experience there. But I'm such a chicken that I'm like, dude, I kind of almost want to say nah just to, like, put it in the past and just not think about it again. Like, it'd be easier for me to just be like, nope, nah, haunted, moving on, so.
But yeah, no, I would probably say no. So, which is sad because it's like the one place that we've ever had any semblance of an experience. But I think I need to have an undisputable, is it undisputable or is it indisputable? Indisputable, I think is the word. Like, I feel like we have to have like an indisputable experience.
I got you.
Where like we see a person that isn't there or something.
Agreed.
And, like, that's the thing that, like,
that, like,
turns
sets
me...
you over the edge.
Yeah, over the edge of being a believer.
That's fair. So, all right. Well, anything else you want to add?
No, just follow us on our socials, Spirits on Spirits Pod. Send any personal stories to our email at spiritsonspiritspod@gmail.com. We still want to get into that reading people's experiences
awesome.
on the pod. So yeah, we will see you next week with another episode.
Cool. Well, hey, stay spooky.
Stay spooky. All right.
Peace.